I always like to say, we're a little bit weird. We love resumes. No, most people don't like updating their resume. It's something that, sometimes they even outsource. But that's why we're here. We're here to help with resumes. We're helped to help them with their mock interview skills. And yes, you're right. As a freshman, I encourage students to come and see us, get that resume started, come see us, how they can get plugged into the professional community. Because one of our main things, and I say this over and over, if not the main thing that we do in Career and Calling, is try to get students and employers in the same room, whether that's a physical room where they're meeting at a career fair or a programming or some type of program that we're putting on, or even if it's virtual. So we have a Hire a Husky website that a lot of departments on campus as well as companies in the Houston community post jobs and try to connect with students that way as well.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Aaron Shorts is Assistant Director of Career and Calling at Houston Baptist University. He's excelled in coaching students and alumni in their search for the right fit, whether that be part-time jobs, internships, or full-time positions. Aaron has formed partnerships with employers in all industries, assisting small to large companies in finding top candidates, and from individual job search strategies to career development workshops to classroom instruction, Aaron Shorts brings a passion for helping Houston Baptist University students and alumni on their career path and in their life calling. Thanks for coming by, Aaron.
No, thank you, Dr. Johnston. Appreciate it.
Now, helping young people is real special, near and dear to my heart, because I know that, it's a formative age, and the potential is enormous.
Sure, absolutely.
And a lot of young people I know just need affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And they need some direction. Why Career and Calling?
So my mother was an educator. She taught fifth and sixth grade for 33 years. And I've never left education. I like to say that I've been in education in some form or fashion since preschool. So as a student, as a staff member, I've taught adjunct at previous schools too. There's just a real passion for pointing young people or more mature people, if they're career changers, pointing them in the right direction, being a good resource for them, helping them find whether it be the dream job or just like the next step that's in their path to success.
I've read about the tremendous number of jobs that have been added in the Houston economy alone. It's, ginormous.
Absolutely.
I don't know that you could be in a better city in America and hunt a job than Houston.
It's very true. Houston is a very much a large economy. It's a booming economy. It's the type of place that people move to. I remember seeing a study from, I think it was Ryder, the moving company, and for two or three straight years there, towards the last part of the recession, Houston was the most moved to city in the United States. So people are flocking other cities to move to Houston because they hear the opportunities here, and it's right.
Well, I've been talking a lot about this lately, but Lawrence Wright, who's a Pulitzer writer, has just finished a book called God Save Texas, and he has a huge profile in it on Houston that is just staggering.
Yeah.
Because he documents the growth. He documents that from the 80s to current, the medical industry alone hired 100,000 people.
Yeah.
This is a medical capital of the United States.
Absolutely.
And that's why I think students should come to Houston Baptist University.
Mm.
Because you could come here, get a degree, and virtually go in any field there is.
It's very true.
And whatever is not here has got to be in Austin, because a lot of the silicon companies are leaving a blazing trail from the Silicon Valley to Austin, Texas.
It's very true. That's true.
And no state tax in Texas. A lot of incentives in being in Texas. In coaching students, what are you finding with students?
So, incoming freshmen, they're 18, 19 years old. They might not be as career focused as generations in the past. It's one of the things I've seen. It's kind of a generational shift. So it's great that we have so many resources, you know, Career and Calling included, but also the great other staff and resources we have, the excellent faculty. One of the things I love about HBU is 100% classes are taught by faculty. So there's the opportunity for young people to make great connections with people who have connections in the world too. So I think that there's many opportunities for students to make those right networking connections here at HBU, and whether they stay in Houston or they go, you know, anywhere around the globe, they're getting a great education. They have a lot of great support systems here built in at HBU.
I don't know if these young people seem younger or I seem older, but man, they
seem awfully young. A little bit of both. I get that too, absolutely.
I look at a freshman and I just think, wow, they seem young.
Yeah, it's very true. And one of the, I've actually seen a trend of this. There's a fascinating stat that shows that the age at which young people get their driver's license has shifted 2 years in the past 30 years. So for example, in the early 80s, people were getting their license at, let's say, 15, their restricted license. And now that's shifted to nearly 17 years old. So what does that mean? It means that they don't drive, that's number one. But the byproduct of that is that they're less likely to have jobs in high school. So the incoming freshmen, the 18, 19 year olds that we're seeing, they might not know anything about what it's like to work yet. So we have great opportunities on campus where students can work, work study, student workers, to kind of get their feet wet before they go into internships and before they go into part-time and full-time jobs outside of the campus.
You know, my father did 4 years of college and 2.5 years and maintained a 40-hour work week. My parents were both really, really workers. Mm-hmm. And I think they kind of imbued me with a work ethic. But, I mean, that's not always the case, is it?
No, it's not always the case. I'm a new parent. I worry about my, you know, young daughter, what it's going to be like, you know, 16, 17 years from now when she goes off to college. And I think that the term, you know, helicopter parent is something that's definitely out there right now. Mm-hmm. We want to protect our young people more so. Not that we weren't protected when we were growing up, but it just seems like it's a little bit of a different world. And, you know, we live in a big city. Yeah, you know, lots of things happen in Houston. Lots of great things happen in Houston, as we've seen in the past year. But, you know, the news almost always starts out with something negative, and I think that we're oversensitive to that. But we need to let our young people experience life just like we did as well. And some of that includes, you know, going out there and getting a job, getting involved with things on campus, getting involved with things off campus too.
Now, talk to me, if you would, about Career and Calling at HBU. And does it begin with the freshman year right on through graduation?
We love seeing freshmen. We love seeing master's degree students. We love seeing PhD students. I thought it was a huge accomplishment that we, in the first week of school this year, we saw two educational doctorate students come in and see us. You know, they had like, you know, four and five page long resumes, and they were trying to whittle it down. And one of them's looking for, you know, possible superintendent jobs upon graduation. So it's amazing to talk with people that are that advanced in their career. And it's amazing talking to young freshmen who come in with a blank slate. You know, we create resumes for students. We obviously help them create resumes. They have to own it themselves. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's anything and everything in between. Deborah and I, I always like to say, you know, we're a little bit weird. We love resumes. Most people don't like updating their resume. It's something that, you know, sometimes they even outsource. But that's why we're here. We're here to help with resumes. We're helped to help them with their mock interview skills. And yes, you're right. As a freshman, I encourage students to come and see us, get that resume started, come see us, how they can get plugged into the professional community. Because one of our main things, and I say this over and over, if not the main thing that we do in Career and Calling, is try to get students and employers in the same room, whether that's a physical room where they're meeting at a career fair or a programming or, you know, some type of program that we're putting on, or even if it's virtual. So we have a Hire a Husky website that a lot of departments on campus, as well as companies in the Houston community, post jobs and try to connect with students that way as well.
So hbu.edu/careerandcalling gives the panorama of your offerings.
Correct. Yeah, and yeah, career and calling, you'll have access to resources on resumes, interview prep, research in certain industries that students might go into. And that's a great site, but you know, ultimately we want to meet students. You know, I hope that every student who walks through, you know, the halls at HBU at some point will come and see us, whether it's in our office or they see us out when we're on campus trying to reach them in, you know, classrooms and organizations. One of our, you know, things that we've really focused on, especially in 2018 and hopefully into the next year too, is partnering with other on-campus organizations, other on-campus departments, because we don't want to have to do the same thing that somebody else is doing. Why not partner together mm-hmm. with the Alumni Association or with Student Success? Just this morning, we partnered with Student Success and we did something called Coffee with Coaches, where we get out of our office, we met with freshmen and sophomore, gave them some free coffee coupons and, you know, had them, you know, meet their success coaches. And I was talking about our upcoming events in Career and Calling. So it's great getting out there to meet the students where they're at.
I suppose retention is very much related to helping assist future vision for Career and Calling, right?
Absolutely. You know, we want to do everything we can to keep students at HBU. There's so many great resources that we have on campus to try to support Student Success. Obviously, Student Success is its own department, and we love partnering with them. We love partnering with TRIO. They do an amazing job.
So Student Success, TRIO are separate departments than Career and Calling.
They're all under the Student Life umbrella. But yeah, Career and Calling. I would say the thing that we do the most that helps with retention is if there is a student that's in some type of financial need, whether that's you know, paying bills just, you know, on a daily or weekly basis, or helping them with, you know, finding work study jobs on campus where they, you know, might be awarded $500 or $1,000 a semester through their FAFSA or through their financial aid plan. We want to make sure that they get plugged in on campus, or if they're looking for something off campus, to help them pay those bills, because you know, college is expensive everywhere. You know, the outrageous increase compared to inflation. You know, families are struggling with how to pay for college, and we want to be a good resource for students and help them pay for college.
And not in any way discounting the cost of an education at a university. I think there are inventive ways that a student, if they want to, mm-hmm. can learn how to generate revenue or get a game plan with a career within a certain time.
Yeah.
To get after student debt.
Sure, absolutely.
And I mean, it's not, you read all these dismal articles mm-hmm. like we're burdening all these kids with debt. The fact of the matter is, you know, and I know, with an education, mm-hmm. you make more money.
Oh yeah,
and the more education you get, the more money you make.
Yeah, it's an investment. You know, it's an right. ROI thing, and you know, with young people, 18, 19, 20 year old, they probably don't understand what ROI means. You know, mm-hmm. they just know that they're supposed to go to college.
Sure.
And again, we have so many great resources within our office and all of our, you know, partnering offices on campus that can help them understand why it's important to get involved on campus, why it's important to, you know, get an internship. You know, one of the things that we've developed over the last couple of years is an internship program. And so many of our programs require an internship or practicum hours or clinical hours, and that's fantastic. But there are some majors that don't require an internship, or some students want to get a jump on it early. So we've created a community internship partnership with companies who want to hire interns. So we try to promote that with students early on, sophomore, junior level, so they can do mm-hmm. maybe an unofficial internship and get some experience before they actually get out the door.
Now, who's in the team at Career and Calling that are your colleagues?
So it's myself, Aaron Swartz, and we also have Deborah Bell. Deborah Bell's title is Coordinator of Internship and Work Study. And then recently, just last week, we hired two work study students who have done fantastic just in the first 2 weeks. We hired an education major, Christina Edwards, as well as a master's degree student in Christian leadership, Kathy Spencer, and they are very hungry about reaching students. And one of the things that Deborah and I love about having work study and student workers in our office is they can reach students differently than we can.
Absolutely.
You know, students, peers, things like that, they are so good about spreading the word about what we offer in Career and Calling, trying to get students to come in and see. And you know, bottom line is we can send out as many social media posts and emails as we can, but until a student sets foot in our office and understands what all we can help them with, they're not going to really understand it. So having those students help us make those connections and get students, you know, foot traffic in our office, it's amazing.
Aaron, tell us how you came to HBU.
Okay, so I have, previous to HBU, I worked at the Art Institute of Houston in career services for 15 years. And that came to an end, unfortunately, or fortunately, in 2016. I was part of a reduction in force, which now I see was God's plan all along. For 15 years, I loved what I did. I loved career services. I love helping students find a right path. I love helping small to large employers find the right fit and help their business grow. I feel like it's what I've been called to do. But I'd never used the word calling until I got to HBU. And there's two reasons behind that. Number one is I saw that the Career Services Department is called Career and Calling. And I think 6 or 7 years ago, Whit Goodwin, it was his idea to like, hey, let's change this to Career and Calling because of the faith-based institution and the nature of what we do. And I think it was a fantastic shift. Plus, Deborah and I love talking about calling because we are two people who we didn't know what our calling was until later in life.
Sure.
For some students, God tells them very early on, like, hey, you're supposed to be a doctor, and that works out. But then other times, it's a lifelong learning process. So I think in hindsight, education and helping young people has been my calling, but not until October of 2016 when I set foot on HBU's campus and I got the feeling that, this is where I'm supposed to be because of what HBU stands for, putting God first, being able to have those conversations with students, helping them not only with their career, but also with, maybe what God intends them to do. So it's been an amazing 2 years. It's been an amazing journey.
And as we both know, sometimes disappointments become appointments by
That's
God.
That's true. Absolutely. Our adopted verse for the office is Isaiah 30:21. And it's whether you look to the right or the left, you'll hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it.
I've always loved that verse. Mm-hmm. Tremendous verse.
Now, one thing about that, Dr. Johnston, is that
you can call me Jerry.
Jerry. So it sounds nice. God is always there for us, but the last three words in it, it's also a command.
Yeah.
Walk in it.
Absolutely.
So as long as we're walking and doing what God intends us and what living the Christ-like faith walk that we're supposed to, it'll be revealed to us.
And one day, a young preacher told Spurgeon, the great London minister, I prayed for rain, and he said it didn't rain. He said, next time when you pray for rain, when you leave the house, take an umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to do our best and leave the rest.
Yeah.
And until we take the first step, sometimes we don't see God show up
right.
and really give us direction.
Very true.
And so Career and Calling, there no student, whether undergraduate, graduate, doctoral at HBU has to walk alone. There's an entire group of people that want to make it easy and help you see the rich opportunity. And there are huge opportunities in Houston and beyond. And I want to encourage you to go to hbu.edu/careerandcalling. Aaron Schwartz, Assistant Director of Career and Calling, and he and his teammates will help you find the way. Aaron, I can't thank you enough for coming by, and we really appreciate the nurtureship that you and your teammates are giving all the students. You just keep on keeping on, man.
Thank you. We love what we do over there.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.